to Ephesians chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 4 as well. And I saw something this week. I'd never noticed it before. I'm surprised, considering, well, maybe you'll figure it out when I say something about it later. But just something I hadn't quite seen or thought about too much. I was reading my Bible through. It's amazing how many sermons you get just reading your Bible through. I highly advise it. But Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll come back for context a little bit later. Verse 19, though, it says, who, talking about the Gentiles, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, then you have, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let's bow our heads and pray. Now, Father, I pray you just give us a few words here. Father, may there be something said here that'll stick in somebody's mind, and may we be reminded of what we were and what we have a chance to live for now that we're saved. And Father, may we learn from this that we're not to serve ourselves. Pray in Jesus' name. All right, now, I just noticed, I was reading through Ephesians, and talking about the Gentiles who, in verse 19, who being past feeling. They're past feeling. And then you have in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I want to talk to you tonight about feelings. I grew up, and it's not like a song that we sung or anything, but I remember hearing it on TV or whatever, you know, feelings, whoa, 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 feelings or something like that. But, you know, when you stop and think about it, that seems to be one of the things that is continually, you know, it's the continual tune of the world and people in the world. My feelings, feelings, feelings. Songs about feelings, hurt feelings. I feel good, but I feel bad. I feel, feel, feel. Well, he made me feel, and I feel, feel. But it's feelings all the time. Well, I feel, and even I catch myself, and probably tonight I'll say something to the effect of, you know, somebody wants my opinion about something, and well, you know, I feel like, so I'll have to watch and catch myself with that. But, you know, people are always talking about feelings, and these two verses, believe it or not, are the only two verses that use the word feeling. And it has nothing to do with feelings, but feeling. In fact, you never find the word feelings in the Bible. So when you say, sister so-and-so hurt my feelings, you're not being biblical. In the Word of God, you have Isaac, who felt Jacob to see if it was the right son. As it was, he was wrong anyway. You have Samson, who felt for the pillars so he could push them over and kill the Philistines. In Job 20, you have where the wicked won't feel quietness in his belly, and as far as I can tell, the context is hunger. And so when it comes down to feelings, the way we use the word feelings, this is as close as you get in the Bible to that being talked about. And what really caught my eye was Ephesians chapter 4, where it starts talking about these Gentiles in verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness. These Gentiles have been alienated from the life of God by the ignorance that's in them, and because of all the things going through their mind, the vain things going through their minds in verse 17. But it goes on to say in verse 9, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Well, I know what the Bible says about, you know, being unnatural affections. I understand that, but I don't think that's what this is talking about. He says they're past feeling some things, but they've still given themselves over to lasciviousness. So I'm sorry, when you practice lasciviousness, you feel something. It apparently feels good because so many people do it, right? So as far as being past feeling where they're just numb, not feeling anything, that can't be the issue. When the Bible talks about feeling in these feelings, and it's feeling, in Ephesians chapter 4, it's talking about being past feeling for the Lord. It's talking about not humanistic touchy-feely stuff. It's talking about the fact that you were given a conscience. And if you're not careful, by you I mean people in general, lost people certainly in the passage. And I'm going to hold forth here in a second that I think Christians can get there, and I think a whole bunch are there, where one of the ways you're supposed to feel, he says that these folks are past feeling, but what they used to feel was conscience. What they used to feel was guilty. Paul said we're supposed to exercise a conscience free of guilt toward God and towards man. I didn't quote that right. For some reason, it doesn't come to mind at the moment. But the Bible says a conscience can be seared, and the Bible says a conscience can be defiled. And one of the things that a man is given in his early, and you know, even when he's lost in the beginning anyway, is a conscience. And these guys lived their lives in such a way that they got past feeling. That feeling has to do with God. Look in Romans chapter 1 real fast. A little just flurry of turning back and forth here for just a few minutes. But Romans chapter 1, notice verse 19. Well, verse 18, we better start there. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. So even the heathen know about that if they've paid attention, unless they've already seared their conscience. And unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Well, he had to show it to them by their conscience, right? Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. This being past feeling in Ephesians 4 is not being past being able to enjoy something that feels good or whatever. It's talking about being past feeling, where a man who was born with in touch with God by conscience, no longer has that touch. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. To the most pagan heathen, he's born with a creation around him, with the heavens above him, and he knows by nature there's a God that did that. And if you go long enough, if the Gentiles go long enough, the heathen go long enough, and frankly, I'm going to make a case in a minute, if a Christian goes long enough, out of touch with those feelings, he's living just like the Gentiles. Look at one more here in Romans chapter 2, if I can trouble you to go there. Romans chapter 2. Romans 2. I just was stricken by the fact that men talk about their feelings. My feelings, I feel, I feel, I feel. And what you get past is the connection with God that God gave you in conscience if you're not careful. But Romans chapter 2, and notice how strong this is. Now, I've given you several verses already. Look in 2:14. This is borne out in nature. It says, for when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature, well, that's by conscience. They know by nature what they should do. They know by nature it's not right to commit fornication. They know by nature it's not right to steal. They do by nature the things contained in the law. These having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. But conscience, the knowledge of sin, conviction. Look in John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 8. the Lord Jesus Christ talking about the Comforter, whom he's going to send. It's going to be himself, because the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ as well. But the Comforter, verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Now, and judgment, rather. Now, reprove is not the same word, I understand, as conviction, but it can almost be used the same. I mean, the Holy Spirit is going to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, unless they've neglected him for so long and gotten so hardened in their consciences and are so past guilt that they're being past feeling. I just wanted you to know. Now, you can't get saved without the gospel. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Look in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And notice verse 26. Talking about God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Why? That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him. Now, you know, when I think of this feeling after God, I've always thought of it, you know, you put a guy in a pitch black dark room full of obstacles and stuff all over the floor, and then put him in there and close the door down, and then put on some, you know, night vision goggles and watch him do this, you know, thing where he's just groping. And so I've always read that to be groping after God. But if what I'm saying here tonight is the case, then that's not how men do it. Men are guided by conscience, and men are guided by reproof, and men are guided by the knowledge of the creation and the Creator at a certain level. At some juncture, somebody has to get the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. That's true, and I don't have any questions about that, but some men get so past feeling that they're not guilty, and the Holy Ghost pounds at their door and they're not even listening. They've long ceased to listen to the pounding. Their conscience is seared. Their conscience is defiled. And if there's a lesson for us here tonight, it's from Ephesians. It's from Ephesians chapter 4, the context, where notice the admonition. This I say, therefore, in verse 17, and testify in the Lord that ye, talking about saved Ephesians, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. And how do they walk? In the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling, don't be like them. So the plain threat is that a Christian can get to be like a lost Gentile and be past feeling. And so I appreciate, for instance, tonight, a bunch of teens that went up and, poor souls, they heard me preach a message that they heard me preach less than a year ago probably, and that they still appreciate it and that they can respond is a really good thing. The fact that on a regular basis the word's preached here and folks come down to the altar and pray, that's a really good thing. But I would just say to somebody that lags behind, are you toying with being past feeling? Because while the Holy Spirit is sealed inside you, and thank God you're saved till the day of redemption, there's a difference between standing and state. And I have lived a Christian life for a long time, and that first 10 years of my Christian life, I lived past feeling. I lost track of God a long time ago, and the conscience wasn't what it should have been, and I got off into all kinds of nonsense that I shouldn't have because I was past feeling. And you can, like the Gentiles, if you're not careful, be past feeling. I'm not saying you can be alienated. I'm not saying you can be lost. I'm saying that you can lose touch, and that's the danger there. Now, with that said, let me take you over and look at this other verse on feeling. First of all, you got to be careful about being past feeling for the Lord. That is not the world's emphasis on feeling. The world's emphasis is on feelings and how I feel about this and how I feel about that. That's not even in the Bible, okay? We can talk about offense, or we can talk about whether you love something or not, or don't, but as far as my feelings, that's not in there. It's not in there. But you can be past feeling, and that's something else. That's being past God being able to reach you because you're not even trying. You lost touch, right? Now, here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, there's another little turn to this. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now, the feeling of our infirmities. As a Christian, I have a standing. My standing in Jesus Christ is perfect. I've been washed in the blood. He sees me as with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's my standing. My state is something else. That depends on how I live. And the fact of the matter is, the longer I try to live better and consecrated, the more I feel my infirmities. Guilt. The old man. The Bible says that that old man is corrupt. I mean, not just can be corrupt, but is corrupt. That old man, that's why when somebody says, I don't think that you can do that and still be saved, I think you're naive. Because as far as I can see, the old man is capable of absolutely anything if you let him go. And it has nothing to do with whether you're saved or not. It has to do with you having two natures. And the new nature is Jesus Christ. And he's not messing up. It's the old nature that messes up. And the fact of the matter is, every day that I try to pray and every day that I try to live my Christian life the way I should, the closer I try to get to God, the more I look in the Bible and find issues with myself, the more I feel my infirmities. At 46 years old in the Lord, I am as shamed by my corrupt nature right now as I've ever been in my life. You don't have to worry about what I've been doing. I haven't been to Hinckley, okay? I don't have a girlfriend on the side. But my failings, I still feel them. Those are my infirmities. I mean, I'm stuck with this stinking flesh. I'm stuck with this shameful, humiliating, corrupt flesh. There's a burden to it. There's a weight to it. There's the guilt of it. If you wouldn't mind, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I hope I'm linking this together so that you can see that this is in perfect agreement with the Apostle to the Gentiles' evaluation of where we're at. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also. Now he's talking about Christians, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. I've got the Spirit. The Spirit sealed inside me until the day of redemption. That even we ourselves groan within ourselves, awaiting the redemption, to wit, the redemption of our body, adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Look in 2 Corinthians real fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Man, folks, Paul's looking forward to going to heaven. And then in the next breath says, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. And that's it. We are infirmed. I mean, brethren, as long as we sit in this flesh, we are infirmed. We have infirmities. We are sick people. And I feel those infirmities. Do you? I intensely feel my failure in prayer. I intensely feel my failures in righteousness. I hate it when the Lord reveals to me that I'm as corrupt as ever I was, even though from the outside I'm consecrated and I'm not drinking and I'm not sneaking cigars. So don't worry about it. But I feel the infirmities. Now, folks, it says there in Hebrews that we have not such an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, the feeling of our infirmities. Now, do you ever feel the infirmities strong enough that you think you're not even sure how the Lord could love you anymore? Well, here I have Jesus Christ, and he is not such an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Christ bore my sins in his own body on the tree. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 declares that he bore our infirmities. Okay? With those infirmities came feelings. I intensely feel my infirmities, my failures. Now, Jesus Christ never sinned. He never failed. He never suffered defeat. He never learned firsthand from being defeated or from being corrupt or from failing what it feels like to have that infirmity. But he did bear our sins in his own body on the tree, and with that must have come the feelings of our infirmities. And so one thing that I'm comforted in is when I feel ashamed because of my infirmities, and when I feel intensely my failures because of my infirmities, those feelings are intense. And I can know that he knows what those feelings are like. Not because he failed, but because he bore my failures. And with that came the feelings. And so he hangs on a cross and says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He certainly felt something there. Well, part of what he felt was the feeling of our infirmities. And so these feelings are a lot different than what the world presents, because all the world is interested in is themselves. My feelings, feelings, feelings. My feelings, you hurt my feelings. I have bad feelings, I have good feelings. How do you feel? How do I feel? Ask me how I feel, because I'll tell you how I feel. Feel, 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 feelings, feelings, feelings. That's not what the Bible talks about. What you ought to be concerned about is whether you've lost contact with the Lord. I'm not talking like a Gentile has. I'm talking about as a saved person who's been warned that you can lose touch as well if you're not careful. My folks, I know Christians that haven't prayed in years and have no desire to win anybody to Christ. They have no desire to live right. I was there for 10 years. So these feelings are not the same. But I tell you what, in the hour, your darkest hour, when you know that you've failed Jesus Christ, he knows the feeling of your infirmities. Take comfort. Amen? All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for letting us